Live from Manhattan, Kansas. Online radio and television, duo.com.
Welcome. What?
Guess what?
What?
It's letters!
Nope, actually, I forgot to get them.
You're a liar.
Nope.
You're a liar.
I don't have them.
You're a liar.
I don't have the letters.
You're double
Sorry.
Liar. You suck.
I don't have them.
Pouty face.
Oh, Chris. Oh, you know why? It's because she's on Malia's slot. How about that?
Now I'm really sad. I wasn't even on.
Say what you said.
I said Katrina looked really sad over there. It's puppy dogging.
I don't care.
That's what her dog looks like every day because she doesn't let her out of the
No, her dog looks like this every day.
Because that's attractive.
Exactly. Your dog is unattractive.
And you said you didn't like the Target dog, which is not acceptable.
The Target dog is a beast.
I don't like the Target dog. It looks ugly.
Isn't the Target dog and your dog the same type of dog?
They do look semi-similar.
They're in the same genre, but they're not the same breed. Or in the same breed, but not the same genre.
Like as in the Target dog is less ugly than
like
your
dog? They're both terriers in a sense, but they're like different types.
No. Okay. We're doing letters.
Yay!
Hey, welcome to life. How y'all doing? Welcome to our
show. How y'all doing?
So on the first week... First show. I never said this.
On the first of the month, from now on, we're going to be doing letters.
On the first show of every month, we read your letters.
Yay!
Today I have them.
Yay!
Good.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 letters today.
Woohoo!
Pick a number.
5.
And don't do the 1, 7, 2, 6, 3, 4.
5.
Don't do like 5, 1, 2, 4. 3, 6.
What do you want me to go like order? Okay, do 1.
I want you to be completely random.
I can't.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Laura says,
"Hello, Laura.
I really miss hearing guests on your show. I know a lot of that. I know that a lot of them actually do other shows on your network, like Malia and Colby. But I'd like to hear some extra voices in there every once in a while.
That makes sense.
Not that I don't like the way the show is. It's just kind of nice to break it up. We used to have Colby on, or Malia on, or even Trevor on. What happened to that? Well, Colby is in jail, drug charge." Malia is in jail, drug charge, and Trevor is dead, drug overdose. That's where they are. Prostitution.
I like that one.
Trevor is a pimp, and because
no, I was thinking Malia was charged with prostitution and is in jail.
Yeah, that's accurate too.
Yeah,
so that's where they all are. They're either dead or in jail.
I like that.
Yep, and no, they're never coming back because they're dead.
Never ever.
Unless you can bring people back from the dead, or you're a really good attorney. Yes.
I was going to say bail bonds.
They're already in jail, but it's too late for bail.
Okay.
Yep. Now she's attorney. Or you could be someone who's really skilled at breaking people out of jail.
In that case.
I suppose you could also be that.
I like that.
Yes. Give me a number.
4.
1, 2, 3.
That actually was random. I didn't actually mean to go backwards. Also, and I was like, oh yeah, I just picked 5.
Sean says, good job for getting the letters last week, Seth. I'm sure that was an accident. Why is it so hard for you to get letters? Because it's work. And
it's
that's
work.
Something
he
I don't
does
like
the person who Snapchatted me today. Let me do a show. Yeah, damn. I have to do letters. It's the only reason I remember it. Otherwise, I would have completely forgotten.
Yeah. I hate letters.
I know.
I like your letters. I hate...
compiling them.
Yes. And your guys' grammar is terrible, and I have to make all the fonts the same.
That sounds terrible.
Get over it.
It's a lot of work to
but
be
But he
me.
Won't let anyone else do it.
No. Because then I can't complain. And then where's the fun in that? Right?
I don't know.
Give me another letter.
2. Letter.
Krista. Okay. Is Trevor... Okay, what's with Trevor? Is Trevor on the show anymore? He used to be like a staple.
A staple.
Or as the French would
say... He's like a staple in my thigh.
A staple. And now you barely even talk about him. We talked about his job and how he's trying to move to Manhattan, how apparently he hates Seth now. It's true. But really never followed up. Did he get the job? Is he still trying to move to Manhattan? Does he still hate Seth? And more importantly, when will he be back on the show?
All very good questions.
And I can't answer them.
I can't answer any of them. He did not get the job after applying a second time. He still wants to move. He really wants to move anywhere at this point, away from his current job.
Anywhere.
I mean, his other thought is currently Wichita.
Boo.
I know, right?
Boo. Don't do it.
But anyway... next time he'll be here, I have no idea. I know he's going to come for my graduation, but that's not a show day unless we do like a bonus show.
Yeah.
And I don't really know.
Does he still hate Seth?
I barely talk to him the way it is. No.
I bet he does.
I bet, yes.
Thanks, Chris.
Vote of confidence.
He doesn't hate you per se.
Just hates everything about me.
He just hates your general personality.
That's a common complaint. It's a common complaint.
I don't know. He's still upset by this whole situation, not so much you in person.
Oh, it's
in
me.
Person in particular.
Oh, it's me. In fact, I'm the one who made sure he didn't get his job.
Oh, I know, and that's why he hates you, and that's why they don't talk, but yep. I wasn't going to say that.
That's it. Also, he's in jail. Or is he dead?
He's dead.
He's dead from a drug overdose.
That makes it hard for him to be here, because he's a corpse. It's
his ghost could come eventually. Let me see if I can schedule it.
Ooh, Katrina, this is Trevor. I'm haunting you. Wouldn't it be awful to be haunted by Trevor forever?
Oh, God, no.
Give me a number.
7.
Andrew, Katrina had a Bible study? I'm surprised she doesn't catch on fire the second she goes into a church. Just listen to the show. I know she likes to have a lot of fun with boys, mm-hmm. including a boy she met at a Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that one church near the studio was a waste of space. Katrina, that's not right. Explain.
What church was a waste of space?
That big one over there on the corner.
I hate that one. It's so big.
And
when we drove by the other day, I found out that it weren't real bales. The real bales in the...
Bales! Bales, hey!
Shut up. Real bales in the bell tower. It's microphones. Who puts a microphone in a bell tower?
You mean
it's
a speaker?
It's supposed to be real bells that you ring when it's time for church.
It's not a monastery.
We ring our bells before church.
I love how Katrina hates this church for no reason. There's like no legitimate.
There's
good
really
reason.
Not. I just don't like it.
It's a waste of space. Well,
I just don't like it.
I don't know if you gave Andrew anything like you wanted, but he obviously proved his point.
I'm just as surprised every time I go there that I don't catch on into flames. But it hasn't happened, and I continue to go just to test my luck.
Just to test God. You gonna kill me today? Nope. Let's find a boy. All right, give me another number.
6.
Chelsea, thank you for taking the show commercial free. You're welcome. I think that it's totally awesome. It is.
Totally awesome.
I would, however, like a bonus show every once in a while.
I know.
Is that something you're still going to do?
Should.
No. I like the honesty that you can get, especially from Katrina. That's you.
It is?
Yep. I would love to know more about her current boyfriend, and I feel like a bonus show is a perfect place for that to happen.
I mean, you could really ask. I don't. Well, never mind. We would need a bonus show for that.
How big is his pant size?
Big. He is a rather large man.
He doesn't need a diet. Or maybe he does.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
I don't really know about the metaphor anymore.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know what's happening.
But no, I mean, I guess she can't ask her questions because you only read letters once a month.
Chelsea or whoever? Yeah, Chelsea, if you write in next month.
Next month?
I will read your letter, so feel free to ask away.
Yeah.
I will forget that you wrote.
She could text.
She could text right now if you're watching live. Text right now, 505-750-0384. It's at the bottom screen.
Right
by my mother.
No, it's on your foot, actually.
Oh, on my foot.
Get your stinky foot out of the shot. This is HD. No one wants to see that.
Gross.
No one wants to see that.
They all want to see my foot.
Okay, another letter?
1.
Erica. Katrina.
Yes.
This is a good letter right here. Katrina.
Great.
Why don't you hang out more with Chris and Seth? You make all these big claims about how the show is good and how you love doing it and how you're kind of planning your future around being able to actually be here for it,
mm-hmm.
or at least it sounds that way.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. then the co-hosts of the show, mm-hmm. the people that you actually have the chemistry with, mm-hmm. you blow them off and mm-hmm. hang out with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You said on the show that you wanted to come over when they set up the tent. So Seth, Chris, did she come over?
I was out of town when they did it, and they didn't even tell me. Just all of a sudden, they're like, oh, we're going to set up the tent. And then 5 minutes later, here's a picture.
I bet $10 that she didn't.
No, I didn't, but I was out of town.
Katrina, what were you doing instead? Hanging out with Mark?
No.
Katrina, how many boys have you been with in the amount of time that Seth and Chris have been your friends? Maybe you should realign your priorities.
Too many, especially since this last semester was where I racked them all up.
Erica, I cannot agree more. Katrina is a horrible person.
I am.
It's true.
I've at least I acknowledge the fact that, like, I know that I'm a horrible friend and I bail on you, and it's so sad. About the
tent,
I hate it.
The best part about the tent is I remember you saying I want to come over, and I sent you, like, we're setting up the tent.
I'm like, cool.
And I was expecting you to be like, if you wanted to come over, or if you couldn't come over, be like, okay, I can't come over now. And you just be like, cool.
That's because I was out of town. There was no way I was going to be able to do
it. We would have waited for you.
You could have
No, you wouldn't have. You were out of town.
I was
out of town for, like, 3 hours. 4 hours. I don't know.
I would have waited.
I left at, like, 1. I didn't get back.
We could have
like
set
six.
It up tonight. We could have done Rawls live from the tent.
That would be really cool. Can we do that?
No. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we could. The cords are long enough to run in there.
Okay.
It'd be terrible lighting, but that might be okay.
We could put a little camp light.
Because it's in a tent.
I could use the flashlight on my phone and turn it upside down, and it's like an LED light.
It looked like you were telling scary camp stories the entire time.
Yeah. You want to see a picture of my light? You want to see a picture of your light. I meant, do you want to see my light?
Only if I can show you my light. I bet my light's brighter.
It might be. I just have the Bright Light app. The brightest flashlight app. I don't know if that makes yours brighter or not. Chris, which is brighter?
Yeah, Chris, look directly into our flashes and tell us which one is brighter. She says mine is.
I don't think she looked, so...
I did.
But I can adjust the amount of brightness on mine. Look at that. Like, go from not so bright.
I can go this. I got three options. This. Oh, wait, that didn't work. That was it.
I'm not going to lie, that didn't change. It's either that or my retina's burned so much that
no,
I didn't notice.
I didn't.
I can do pulses on mine. See, like S, O, S, S, O, S. Or I can do like rapid fire. Boop, 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 boop.
Okay.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Let's move on.
Do we
yes,
have any-
I'm a horrible friend. Yes, I know. No, I didn't come over for this stupid, stupid,
it's not
sweet
stupid.
Tent that I didn't get to see. Or
it's the best.
Whatever.
I had to put it away because
it was kind of in the middle of the camera.
We like pushed the couch all the way up against the wall. And
oh, I noticed.
This whole
and
area.
I noticed in the picture Chris is sitting in the tent.
Yeah, I mean,
I barely made that out, but I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Chris's head right there.
That's the best part is that she was in the tent.
She was just alone.
It's really easy to set up and take down, though. I did.
Which is, I mean, that's kind of the point
did
of getting it.
I did it all by myself. It was amazing. I felt so manly.
That's what I was going to say. Don't you feel so manly? Yeah.
Okay, do we have any left?
I think three.
No, we read that one. Oh, Sean, number four.
No.
We read four. We haven't read two.
Well, whatever one we didn't read, I guess read it, because you messed up.
Yeah.
Because I'm in five.
I think I read three for four. Sean, I think it's time for a new intro. Your current one is old and boring. Make something different and do something better. Where's all this new duo stuff you were talking about? It's at your mom's house. Go pick it up.
He's been doing shirts. Give him that.
Yeah,
cool credit.
I did three shirts as well.
I know. I saw that. And I was like, oh, wow. That took a lot of work.
Colby did one. What? Anyway, you want us to do a new intro, you make one for us.
Give us suggestions.
I barely do letters, and I like our intro. Why would I do another intro? I like the one we have. Do you like the intro we have?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Chris, you like it?
Yeah.
I'm not bored of it yet, and I mean, that tells you something.
I'm not bored of it yet.
Just
high praise! I'm not bored. Okay, that's it. That's it for stupid.
Yay!
Why are you cheering at letters?
Because we did letters.
Oh, gotcha.
Yay!
Gotcha.
I don't really know.
Okay. Well, I guess now we can go and we can take a break. What do you say about that?
Okay.
And we can come back and we can start the show?
Yep,
sound
that's good?
Good. All right, we'll be right back.
Woo-woo.
This is Life. Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Life. With your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott. And Chris Harlan.
I apologize to anyone who is watching the video.
Whatever, you should be happy. I'm enthusiastic.
That was very disturbing.
You hate my dancing. I was dancing today in FedEx, and he didn't like that either.
Well, that's in a public place.
Welcome to Life, episode number 46 for May 2nd, 2013.
What was that?
Way to finish that off strong.
I always start good and then finish kind of poorly. It's the story of my life and the story of
your life.
Anyway, this is a show about life and stuff and things that happen while we're doing stuff and having life.
Yep.
Things.
Not the cereal, but the thing.
Sometimes we eat Life cereal.
I've never eaten Life cereal.
I have. It's pretty good, but I haven't eaten it since
I just started
dating
Ever since I started
you.
Doing this show, I felt like Life cereal was cannibalism.
Because you're eating life.
Yeah, because it's us and we'd eat ourselves.
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway. This show
is brought to you by...
Well, we're not ready for sponsors.
Okay, fine.
I was going to say this show's live. But
this show's live!
This show's live. If you're watching us, howdy.
Howdy doody.
Call us or text us 505-750-0304. If you're not watching live, shame on you. Join us next week. Well, I built up there for something that's not going to be live next week. Someone's got more responsibilities than she has time for.
What? I didn't know about
it. It was
this.
Not my fault. There was something planned on Friday and then got changed last minute to Wednesday.
How dare
be happy I told you a week in advance.
I know, but I'll forget.
As we're live, which is why I told you today.
So this show will not be live next week, but usually it's live Wednesdays at 6 o'clock Central Time.
Every Wednesday.
At duo.com/live, DEWOH.com/live, duo, like the dew on a leaf, and an O, like when Katrina tells me she's not going to be here Wednesday for the show next week.
Oh,
great. I don't have two letters, right?
Nope.
That's what I thought.
Not for another 3 weeks.
However, in those 3 weeks, we collect the letters, and then we read them on the first show of every month. So the first show of June, if Katrina's still here for it, because you only got 4 shows left.
That's true.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, 4 shows left for Katrina. So I think you'll slip in right inside that window to get your last letters. Do you like my hand gesture? Boom. Anyway, life at duo.com, LIFE, shift 2, DEWOH, period, COM. That's the email address if you want to send us
your letters.
Your letters. As I talk like small Asia from China.
Okay, let's move on now.
Okay.
Okay, that was actually a really good impression.
I thought it was pretty good. I accidentally stumbled upon it. Let's move on.
Fail.
Today on the show, here's what I want to talk about. We've got a diet update. We learned today some funny information about Katrina.
No, I'm not sharing that.
No, I meant about how you weigh the same as a special someone.
Oh, that's not fun. Okay, moving on.
And then Katrina also has car trouble that I want to talk about. She also gave me the topic. She has a job hunt she wants to talk about because it's terrible. And then she has a military ball, which I assume is something that she does outside and not something she does with Mark. Correct. I want to make sure. And then I also have some random topics in here, like we can talk about Jason Collins. You guys know who that is?
Yes.
Katrina has no idea. And we can also talk about Chris's leg, because we have some updates on that. And then if we have time, we always have the general list. There's like this best... I found the greatest web design company of all time.
Who's that?
Well, if we get to it, we'll get to it. And then summer movies. Which ones do we want to see?
Iron Man!
Which ones don't we want to see? And then I also have some more lists here if we just run out of time. We're not going to get to any of those lists. This show is brought to you by Amazon.com. Mother's Day is like 2 weeks away. And if you love your mother or you don't, send her something. Using the duo.com/Amazon search box. Just go out there and search for cool mother's stuff. And then things will appear. And then we get the credit for everything you buy, and it's really cheap, and yeah, awesome. So thank you to myself for sponsoring me through Amazon.
Okay, well, that's worthless.
Why? Well, no, it makes me money. They sent me money today. It was surprising.
No, that. I Google imaged Joshua Collins, and there's no two pictures that are the
Joshua
same.
Joshua Collins.
It's because it's Jason Collins.
Okay, that's why.
And also, it's a news figure. You may not want to look at images unless the image is of a news article. It may not help you out. I love the silence.
Oh, okay, just move on.
It brings up a lot of pictures of the Celtics.
That would make
sense.
Yep. Should bring up a few pictures of the Wizards as well.
Nope, it's really just the same guy that keeps showing up.
Well, that's probably him. It's him. Yeah. I told you images probably wasn't the best place for...
Okay, moving on.
Okay. What do you want to talk about first?
I don't care. What do you want to talk about first?
I asked you first, so you have to answer first.
Chris, what do you want to talk about? Talk about your leg.
Diet update.
No, let's talk about your leg.
Okay.
Give your leg update.
Okay, so last Wednesday.
And she said, give me your leg. I thought she was going to put it on the table.
I muted her.
I caught that. I wonder why it got silent as I started talking.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so last Wednesday, after the show was going on, my leg hurt. It was in pain. No one cared.
No, still don't.
So Thursday, my leg was still in pain. Lots of pain. So I called my doctor. Well,
your
first
sad Jew song.
I was bored in class.
It has nothing to do with Jews. It's just sad.
I watched Anne Frank, and this makes me think of it now.
Oh, she's the one with the fun folders with the dolphins, right? That's an inside joke.
I know what it is. It is It made me question if I said the right person.
One time someone at work asked me if I knew who Lisa Frank was, and I asked if she was that Holocaust survivor. And then I came to the realization that Lisa Frank was a person who was very popular in the mid-90s, who made folders with dolphins, rainbows, and unicorns on them.
Brightly colored, hot pink and yellow.
Anne Frank was a Holocaust survivor, only she actually didn't survive the Holocaust. She was killed, and only her diary survived, and it was very awkward. Now back to Chris's leg.
So, while I was bored in class, I Googled my symptoms and decided that I had a blood clot. Mm-hmm. To which Seth responded, "You're dumb." Because he doesn't care about my pain.
I don't know if I said "you're dumb." I
Probably
doubt
not.
That was my exact...
I so, believe those were your exact
could,
words.
It could have been. I doubt it would have jumped right to that, though.
So I called my doctor. She told me to go to the ER. Well, Seth didn't want to take me. So, Katrina...
I don't have time for that.
Using her one generous thing she's going to do all year.
Even though she asked for a reward later...
She
I don't know which one it was.
To the ER. And I found out I did indeed have a blood clot. And I could die at any point in time.
Only if it detached from where it was at. And then,
right.
Which it wasn't going to do.
Which so it then, was not. It was very, very, very small. By that I mean very small.
By that I mean it small. Probably didn't even exist.
So
no, they just said it was very small.
Hi.
Dad.
Then went to Lafine.
Which is another hospital.
Who knows nothing? They're dumb. I hate them.
They're the college hospital.
They sound like Seth.
So they found out for me, at least, that I could
Hold on.
I could go get my shots at the hospital. So now every day I go to the hospital and I get shots. So on Monday, 5 days after I've been getting shots, they checked my blood and they said it was not any thinner. I was like a normal person. And I've been taking medicine for 5 days. So they upped my medicine dose, got my blood taken again today. I'm now a tiny bit closer. I was at 1.1. I am now at 1.4. I need to be at 2. So that's my update on my leg. And I could
be going
still
to the
die
hospital
at
the next
any time.
You cannot die at any time.
If it detaches.
I'm not that lucky. Train like that.
It's not going to detach.
And so, yeah.
That's
but
it.
I can walk on it now. But it kind of hurts because I haven't used it in so long.
Yep. So what's the shots do exactly?
They make my blood thinner.
Like Coumadin, which is what she's taking.
What's your medicine do?
Makes my blood thinner.
So why do you need shots?
The shots are supposed to help do it faster.
Yeah.
Why don't they just give you a bigger shot or give you more medicine?
Well, they up my dose of medicine.
Because if you get
today.
Too much, then it's also really bad.
They didn't want to start me out with a ton because... If it gets too low, it's bad. So they start you out with a little bit and then increase it.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the fact that, like, if she gets cut in any way, it's going to be harder to stop the bleeding the thinner it is. And that's why they need to watch it. And they can't just, like, give her a ton of medicine to make her blood thinner.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, she could die.
It's very interesting.
So, like, she hits her head, she could have internal bleeding and die.
Yeah. I could die at any time.
Well, only if you cut your head, it sounds like. So.
Or if my blood clot detaches.
Or that
I think it's more likely to slit your wrist and die than...
I mean slit
your skin and bleed to death.
Yeah.
Like that, basically. Yeah. Essentially what would happen.
Just keep it off the carpet, okay?
Okay.
Got another year lease today, so we have to pay for all that.
Today?
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Cool. Well, I got the 7-month one, you know, for you, and then we decided that we couldn't live with your dog. So you're not going to move in with
me.
Well, I think we all made that decision. As in, you didn't want to get rid of the dog that you don't care about.
We don't want the dog.
Yeah.
Impasse.
I don't know what that word was.
Moo made an impasse.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think she added an A to it to make herself sound
impasse.
Smart. That's intelligent A. She did not. She just made up a word.
No, I did not.
And she expected us
just
to
because
know,
I'm
A.
the smartest one out of all of you here.
Raise your hand if you think impasse is a word.
All okay. The viewers just raised their hands.
Even Chris didn't raise her hand, so that should tell you. It's too late.
And I like that she just said she was the smartest one at this
table. Yeah, I know. And she's too dumb to raise her hand on command.
I am the smartest one at this table.
No.
I highly doubt that.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Moving on.
Anyway, so diet
we're
updates.
At an impasse.
We're at an impasse. So let's talk about diets. Me and food, we were at an impasse for a while, and then we finally came to an agreement. Katrina's dying.
I see that.
Her and her laughter at an impasse that she can't get passed to do the show.
Katie just ruined it.
Me and my trying to be funniness created an impasse.
That's his new favorite word. And he doesn't even think it's a word.
It's not a word.
It is.
No chance. It passes. No,
I'm going to Google it.
Okay, so Katrina, diet update. Go.
I have not been eating fast food until today.
I have not been eating fast food until Burger King I had this afternoon.
But it was a junior burger and it had value fry and...
It was onion rings.
That was all. Onion rings. That's what I meant. It was value onion ring. And, no, otherwise, like, I've just been eating, like, I've been eating really small amounts. Like, I had, like, a sandwich. And I had, like, when I got to, when I...
A sandwich.
I went to Subway and I literally only ate, like, the
a
first...
sandwich.
This first 6 inches. And I left the second 6 inches for today.
Wow.
I ate the second 6 inches and... I think it helps that it's hot because I'm just like, oh, I'm not eating.
It's not hot
it's
today,
too
though.
Hot.
Or
it's too cold today.
What it's supposed to snow. So,
I know.
Now you got that.
But I added fiber to my diet and that has done wonders, in which case I can happily say I am down at least 2 pounds. 3 pounds.
Chris, your diet update.
I've been doing really well. I don't remember how much I weighed last week at this point.
You're just supposed to say how many pounds you're down.
Total?
Well, or you could do total or since last week.
Well, I don't remember last week, so total I'm down 11 pounds.
From when?
From when she started.
Which was when?
A week ago Monday. Last Monday. So she's been doing it for 10 days.
Okay, so about a week.
Or 10 days.
Well, I mean, well, you said her weight last week, which is essentially the same time you guys started is what I was getting
at. No, it was 2 days after we started.
Point being, it's the same.
Point being is that she's lost basically a pound a week, and if you get rid of 2 days out of that week, or that, shut up.
Okay, how's your diet, Seth?
I've lost about 5 pounds.
Congratulations.
Yeah. 11's like a lot better, though. Do you think she's lying?
Next week.
Because me and you lost just about the same amount, which feels pretty normal for a week. I mean, she lost 11.
Well, I don't remember what I was at last Wednesday, but, like, you can look at my... weight thing on my app.
Mm-hmm. I think we're at an impasse, and we...
You just love that word. See?
Well, that's chart.
186.7, and that is 175.7.
Uh-huh. Conveniently even. That's all I'm saying.
Unless she calculated how much she's been eating, but she's not been eating what she says.
Or she's just putting in that weight because the graph's only generated off what she puts in.
Whatever. You're just jealous.
We're at an impasse again.
So great. Jealous of my weight loss. Jealous of my word choice.
Yep, we're jealous. That's what we are.
And she's proud of me. I did not eat a varsity donut today. We're presented with a varsity donut.
I am very proud.
It was really hard. And it was Mrs. Westbrook's birthday, and I had to say no to eating her birthday.
Is that Russell's mom?
I don't like them.
You don't like varsity donuts?
No.
What's wrong with them?
They're too dry.
But if they did pay us to sponsor them, you would love the donuts, right?
Well, I've heard that if you just get the plain glazed ones, and of course if you get them like fresh out of the...
whatever.
Yeah, thank you.
The donut machine?
Yes, thank you. Out of like the fryer, then they're really good. And I've heard like some of their food they have at varsity is good. But whenever I see... They just put too much crap on them. Like, I just like...
I do find them to be overly sweet.
And I think they're overly sweet, but at the same time, they're just... They're dry to be as sweet as they are. I'm just like...
I don't think they're...
I feel like they should be more...
You have to get the non-cake ones. Like, the cake ones aren't good. And they used to only have cake.
I like
cake
their
donuts.
Red velvet
Maybe that's
cake
why.
Ones, though.
Yeah, they used to only
Maybe
have cake. Why. But now they have glazed, like the Cookie Monster ones, like the K-State ones, they're all glazed, but with frosting on them. They're more traditional donuts.
Maybe you should take me out and we can try.
Yeah, but that would require me being able to eat a varsity donut, and I can't either.
And that would also require me to hang out with you. So
that would,
right, and
that
that's not
going to
happen.
If we had a box here before the show, you could eat some. Maybe next week, I'll have... Oh, wait, you're not going to be here.
When we do the show next... We're still going to do a show next week. It's
nope.
Just going to be a day early.
Oh, we're doing it early?
Or later. It doesn't matter. We just can't do Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I guess we
I didn't
would
say
do it
we
early.
Could not do the show. I didn't say cancel the show next week. I just said we can't do it on Wednesday.
Can we just put
Unless
this episode up twice?
Unless you want to do it in the middle of the day.
Can we put this episode up twice?
I mean, yeah, but the viewers won't like that.
What if they... I bet they won't even notice.
I bet they will.
I bet they'll be like, this sounds familiar, but...
But it will.
Yeah.
Their diet was
They will now.
They haven't made any progress on their weight loss.
They're doing letters again? What?
Wow, Seth's been really impressive lately with his whole work ethic.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're...
Sorry, I can't control myself.
Okay, let's see. We talked about diets. Let's cross it off the list.
You're supposed to say the fun fact.
Goodbye, diet.
The funny fact.
What was a fun fact? Oh, you mean how Colby weighs the same as you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Fatty.
Yep.
Yep. He texts me and he's like, I weigh the same amount as Katrina. Duh. That's my Colby impression.
You, not mean, you, him.
You mean we'll to read it exactly what he said?
I don't really care.
Let's see exactly what
okay,
he said.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm sure it's more just, and I will read it in my Colby voice.
Okay.
Okay, Colby. Colby. LOL. I may weigh more than... Oh, that's one afterwards. Katrina weighs as much as me. LOL.
That's what he said.
He said, I may weigh more now. I'm on this new cycle to build muscle. But I weigh 130, 156, I think. By the way, this is a great episode. So there you go.
You added in, this is a great episode.
No, he put that there.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I am too. He was lying, but...
Yeah. And I've lost 3 pounds. So hi, Colby!
I told
Which
him
means
that,
we still weigh the same.
Yeah, probably. So we talked about diets and how Katrina's a fatty. We talked about Chris's leg and how her legs.
She's still paralyzed.
We talked about that's it. Katrina, car trouble. Go.
Okay, so I had to go home and get new checkbooks and get a rent check, and I realized that I had over 4,000 miles since my last oil change.
Ooh.
Over 4,000 miles. So I was like, hey.
Does that mean 9,000 miles?
No, it's just like 4.
Because you know every 5,000 is when you're supposed to change the oil.
No, it's between 3 and 4.
It is every 5. How old is your car?
2002.
Okay, that's pretty old. Probably should do it every 3.
Yeah, it's newer cars that are 5.
In any case.
This is coming from me and Chris, people who know nothing about cars.
Yeah, that is true.
Including Chris, who drove with 2 feet. Which he had a gimp leg.
Just like anyway, so I told Dad, I was like, hey, Dad, I just realized that I've got, you know.
So, Dad, thanks for the hundreds of dollars for rent. Oil change?
Well, he usually changes it anyway.
Yeah.
He does it himself.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He still has to pay for the oil, you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And the labor.
Anyway, so, and then I told him, I was like, well, I'm past 4,000 miles. I'm a little over. He's like, okay, well, check where your oil's at, because he wasn't home right at the time. And I was like, okay, and I checked it. And I had to do it like 2 or 3 times, because I was just like, I don't know if I'm doing this right.
Yeah, the oil always looks like the same color as the stick to me.
My biggest thing was like
is the whole thing oil.
The first time is like, okay, so you clean off the dipstick and you stick it back in to see where the level's at. And the first time I pulled it out, I put it up vertically, so the oil's running down the stick. So I was like, oh, well, let me clean it off, do it again. So I did it again. And I was like, I think this is at like a minimum range, because you have that little like scale that says maximum and minimum.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty sure it's down to minimum. I'm like, I'm going to do this again.
Why is a minimum above the bottom? I feel like the minimum should be at the bottom.
Because I think the minimum is like, it can still run, but it's like, yeah, you should really
put
oil there.
So to people like me, if it's still running and it's below the minimum ain't real. It's still running. Minimums, I mean, minimum's when it doesn't start. That's a minimum.
Yeah, well, they're trying to give you a warning before it doesn't start,
that.
So you're not, you know, like, oh, what's wrong with my car?
I want cars to not run on oil. I want my car to work forever.
Okay, yeah. Good luck with that happen. One.
Without any work at all.
Good luck with that.
Just
anyway,
like this show. No work.
So I checked it, and then I told him, I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm like almost out of oil. And Dad checked it. I was like, will you check it just in case? He's like, oh, yeah, look at that. You're almost out of oil. Like,
you're close to the minimum. Is that what
anyway,
your dad sounds like?
No.
I bet it is.
No, it's not. And so and then I told him how my car also really shakes and rattles when I slow
down.
Does
it roll, too?
Yep.
Okay, I'll just make
it
sure.
Does it squeak? Because then it may just
Chris
be a piece
was
of
totally
dirt.
Oblivious to that shake.
No, I got
job.
It.
Because she's like, basically, does it also squeak?
Basically, what my car is doing now is like how you're when your brake pads were bad or
they are currently. There's
oh yeah,
no
they
word.
Still
are. They are.
They still are. Yes. Basically, when I brake now, I feel like the shaking of my car. And so I was like, I think my brakes need to be checked. And I told Dad. I was trying to tell this to my roommate. And she's like, oh, no, that just means your tires are bad. No.
You know, I did go. My dad said the same thing, that the tires can get off balance if it's bad brakes will be made worse, the wobbling, by tire alignment. So I just went and bought all new tires to my car and then stopped driving. And when I drive it next, it's going to be really smooth.
Yeah, let me know how that works out.
It works pretty well. I drove it back from Walmart, and it was a smooth ride. It was great.
Anyway, Dad hasn't taken it to the car shop. So needless to say, I have my mom's car now.
That bum. So is your mom's car an SUV?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a great one. Ashley thought it was Malia's, and I was like, no, that's mine.
Okay, there's a big difference between your car and Malia's car.
Mm-hmm. Big difference. but they're almost similar in color.
Yeah, hers close is, to being
hers,
similar.
Hers is like a khaki, and my mom's is like a silver. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, if you're blind.
Colorblind.
Or you're at and an they, impasse.
And, they, and, she's, and they both have leather interior, and they both have four doors, and they both have fold-down seats.
And they have four tires, too, if I'm not
and a steering wheel, and a radio.
Do they have a blinker?
And a cup holder, and blinkers, side mirrors.
Gear shift?
Yes.
Okay.
And
speedometer.
You know, and an opening of the trunk thing. Woo, riding in style.
Remote.
Yes, that too. The kiosk.
Kiosk?
No, that's not a kiosk. I know. I just.
It's a key fob.
No, it's.
It is. I Googled it once.
I know. We are at another impasse.
We are at another impasse, aren't we?
So, yeah, that's my car trouble.
So, your job hunt, how's it going?
I hate it.
We're just blowing through all the stuff here.
I know. We're just like.
Here.
I don't like it.
Did you apply at the hospital like that man told you to?
Yes, but I don't like it. It's confusing. Because it, like, I did all the application process, but at the very top of the screen, it's like, you have applied for zero jobs, even though I got an email that said, thanks for applying. I'm like, this makes no sense, because I made an account online, and I did all this stuff, and it's like, you haven't applied for anything. Like, clearly
well, you probably
have
to select an actual
I did.
Job.
I had to do that in order to fill out the application.
It wouldn't send you a confirmation email unless you had applied.
And so, I don't know if, like, I haven't applied for any since then, and once you apply for one, then it says zero, but maybe, I don't know. I don't get it, and I don't like it. And then I'm still looking at other jobs, but what I really need to focus on, too, is getting my licensing, so then I can focus on those jobs and then find those
Are
jobs.
Are you done with classes yet?
Oh, I've been done.
Yeah, but you had that online one.
Oh, I mean, I still have that one.
So you're not done yet. You got that one class.
I mean, yeah, but I did all, like, my lectures for this week, I ended up doing in, like, 30 minutes, because there were four of them, and they were each, like, 10 minutes long.
Gotcha.
And I fast-forwarded through them.
So what do you do now during your days?
I've been spending a lot of my time looking for apartments, and then I've come to the sad realization that I really need to focus on getting a job before I find an apartment.
What happened to you living with your aunt?
We are at another impasse.
You and your aunt are at an impasse?
Yes.
What happened there?
They want Lucy to be outside dog.
Why is that an issue?
Because I don't want her to be an outside dog.
Why? She would like it.
She would like it, but at the same time, like...
But Katrina likes to torture
no,
her.
No, she won't stay outside by herself. Like, she claws at the door, and my aunt and uncle have a new house, and I don't want her tearing up their doors.
You should let them. They want her to be outside. Tear it up.
And, I mean, it could work, because I did just recently get puppies, so I think it'll be easier for her to stay outside with playmates.
And
but it's still
if Lucy
be hard
gets hungry,
when she
eat a puppy. Delicious.
When she wants to come inside, like, it's going to be hard for her to... It's just going to be hard for the adjustment. She just has enough issues.
So you instead, you're going to keep her in a tiny cage inside an apartment?
Yep.
Okay.
Because then she'll be with me.
Okay. When Katrina's not there
Have you thought of moving in with your aunt and uncle, keeping Lucy in the backyard, and sleeping in our tent with her so she'll be with you and everyone's happy?
No, because you wouldn't let that happen.
I would let it happen because it would be hilarious.
And no, because I'm not sleeping in a freaking tent.
It's a really nice tent.
It is.
Yeah.
I have plenty of them.
You don't have one as nice as our tent.
I'm sure I do.
I'm sure you don't. What tent do you have that's as nice as mine? How dare you? We're at an impasse.
I have the same kind of dome tent at home as well as we
Dumb? Have. How dare you call my tent dumb?
Okay. And I have a two-room one.
Ooh, fancy with your rooms. Look, one for Lucy and one for Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Just put that tent in the house and keep Lucy in the tent. So why does your aunt want her to be an outside dog and not an inside dog?
I think, one, they're just not too keen on the idea in general.
Having the big dog in the house? At what point do you go, maybe this dog isn't the best thing for me right now?
I got her because I wanted her. I'm not just going to turn her loose and return her back to the pound where she's been returned the last... 2 years of her life. She's been returned like four times.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have got a dog that's been returned that many times.
Yeah. She's a good dog.
Like, if you go shopping for a car, you know, and like, how many times has this car been resold? Four times. Maybe she passed.
She was returned three times in her first year of life. Her last year has been fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
She let those raccoons in the house. That's all I'm
saying. As well as the fact that my aunt and uncle promised my cousins a dog when they moved out to their house, and they did recently
get
those.
You remember that last year, yeah. Last episode, which was
so
a week ago.
They did end up getting dogs because they were there when I went to see their house on Saturday. And
So now they think maybe there'll be one too many dogs?
No, it's the idea they don't want the dogs in the house, and if I
So even the puppies they got are outside.
Yeah. And so they don't want to be a double standard of, like, me coming over and having a dog in the house, and then when I leave, or even while I'm there, for them to start sneaking the puppies in.
I suppose it makes a tiny bit of sense. What doesn't make sense is that you just won't let the dog stay outside. I mean, I'm sure she'd get used to it. They're dogs.
Could, but, and I mean, other parts to that is the fact that, like, I'm ready to have my own space. As much as,
something.
I would save so much money living with them. I wouldn't have to pay, you know, utilities, gas, water, electric. I mean, I would pay them rent. Like, I wouldn't, you know, just live off of them. And I would help out with groceries and things. But I'm ready to be more on my own. Like,
but then you have to pay for all your own things. And in order to do that, you have to have a job.
I know, which is where I'm back
and
to square
one. And
you
only have 2 months to get a house.
I have 2 months to get a place.
Yeah. And so, in turn, you have
but I think
2 months to get a job also.
I'm not too worried. As long as I focus on getting a job, from there I can focus on getting a place to live. And if I have to, if I get a job in Junction City.
So it's like a plan B, like if you don't get a job, you just move in with your parents and Lucy has to stay outside. Is it like a safety net for you at least?
Well, Lucy would still be able to come inside. She would be both. Like, she would stay outside during most of the day, but at night or whenever she wanted.
At your aunt's.
No, you just said move home, like to my parents.
Oh, no, I meant to your aunts as a
No, as a backup, yes. I mean, I would still move in with my aunt and uncle until...
Would you live with mommy and daddy?
Until I found a place.
Where would you live first, mommy and daddy or with your aunt?
That's a good question. Probably my aunt.
Even though Lucy would have to be outside?
Yeah. Because it's closer to Manhattan.
Yeah.
Because they only live like 10 minutes away.
Which is not as close as Onega.
Not that... I mean, yeah, it's not far at all. As well as... I mean, and that was another thing, too, is, like, the first question my uncle asked me was when I asked him if I could, if they would think about it. His first question was, how long?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Because I don't, like, honestly, I don't know if, like, I'm going to work for a year and then go back and get my master's. I don't know if I'm going to move to another state. I don't know what's going to happen the next year in general. So, well, I don't want to sign a year lease come August and then be like, oh, February.
I got a job in... So-and-so. Kansas City or wherever.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to be stuck in that lease, but I think that's probably what I'm going to have to do is just...
Yeah, you should work at McDonald's here.
God, no.
I'd keep you in business.
I would never do that.
No, actually, if you worked at Taco Bell, I'd keep you in business.
Yeah, you do go to Taco Bell.
I don't think you're the right nationality to work at Taco Bell, though.
I'm not.
No. Nope.
Not the right nationality for any fast food place.
You have to be one of Malia's people in order to work at Taco Bell. I don't know what's happening.
I don't either. I think she's thinking Mexicans in her head.
No.
Mexicans don't work at Taco Bell.
Well, I know, but I thought that's what she was thinking.
I don't know.
No, I was actually thinking about Malia was Snapchatting and speaking Radu, and I was thinking of some of the stuff she was saying, so I was going to say
She was saying three chalupas.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Four Nacho Bel Grande. Right. Anyway. Okay, so should we take a break?
I suppose.
Yeah, probably. Time.
We covered...
a lot of stuff.
Katrina's job hunt, and in turn, her new... place to not... Well, she doesn't really know where to live. So.
I don't really know what I'm doing yet. But I know I need to focus on getting a job, and then from there, I'll find a place to live.
And then we talked about Chris's leg, and Katrina's car trouble, and her diet updates. All in all, I think a pretty successful segment.
I think so, too.
I guess.
Could have been better, probably. But
there's always room for improvement.
That's really the motto of our show, just in general. Could have been better. So, we'll come
motto
back
of your life.
With some more stuff.
Man. Yay!
Right after this.
This is Life.
What up?
Ladies and gentlemen, the song stylings of John Mayer, who is a person that I used to really like. And actually, I still like this song. I just haven't listened to it in a very long time. You're listening to K-Tard. Oh.
I miss K-Tard.
There's a lot of guitar work in this song. I figured he would start singing, but...
No.
He didn't. And,
He's still not.
That was embarrassing. No, he's still not. But he is now. K-Tard. Oh, I'm not the man I used to be lately. All right, welcome back to Life. Segment 3! It's brought to you by the DeWa Shop.
The DeWa.
As Malia would say, the DeWa Shop. DWOH.com/shop. It's May. We have a few new t-shirts up for you, and I probably will be adding a few more throughout the month. The month just kind of snuck up on me, so I didn't have a lot of time to make six that I did. But we have 3 new shirts up there, including one for Men of Wit about crackers that you will not understand until Monday when their episode
comes
out. I was
going to say, I understood and I loved it.
But it is a hilarious shirt. Just buy it now so you'll have it to watch with the episode when it comes out, just like Katrina did.
I have my shorts!
Here's Katrina's shirt.
I should have known better.
One of them in there is mine.
I should have known better.
So, Katrina ordered some shirts after the show last week.
No, this one's mine.
So, let's check them out. She got herself a white girl waisted Rena and Leela t-shirt. Or not t-shirt, but a tank top.
I don't understand why this company makes them smell like vinegar.
They're
when
just
they
in
come
a warehouse and their warehouse smells bad.
Oh, this apparently. One's fine. Seth took yours out.
Oh.
And then she also got a Rena and Leela t-shirt. So you could tell which show she loves more.
No, I couldn't decide on a life shirt. There were like three of them and I only had monies for one.
Okay. That's her excuse. But
okay, by three, I mean two.
So,
it was the hashtag life, and it was the one that says L-I-F-E. Like,
I would recommend washing these before you actually put them off, because for some reason they smell really bad.
Yeah.
And my Seth and Colby shirt smelled really bad, too. But I don't know why. It's just the way they are.
They smell like vinegar. It's
but
like they
look beautiful, and they
vinegar.
Feel beautiful.
They feel beautiful.
So
they don't smell so nice.
Let's get these things
yes,
out
please.
Of here while they stink.
Ta-da.
Gone.
Much better. But there you go. So duo.com/shop.
Afterbreeze.
Go there and check them out. $15 t-shirts for men and women, and we got some hoodies. You know, if for some reason it snows in the middle of May, you can have a hoodie.
Or the beginning of May.
Yeah, whatever. Is that any different?
No.
Is it any better?
Not really.
So
especially not when it was like 90 yesterday.
Yeah, we've also got sweatpants and water bottles.
Oh, yeah, sweatpants.
Best of CDs if you want those. And
I
DVDs, we got those too. So go check them out. Duo.com/shop. DEWOH.com/shop. Thank you. All right, so.
Yay.
I'll give you a
Liar.
Choice. Here's what we can talk about.
No.
We can talk about the best web design company ever.
No. Gag me now.
Or the Military Bowl.
No. Okay, let's talk about the web design.
Well, what did you think the other option was going to be?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea what we have left.
So.
Actually, the web ball is going to take me like 2 minutes.
The web ball.
Military ball. Damn it.
Go ahead and talk about the web ball.
Well,
I look
it's
up
a ball
this,
of webs.
This thing.
No, the military ball is basically a formal dance, and there's a big ceremony of some kind for the military. Woohoo! Celebration. Mark invited me. We'll be going to that tomorrow. I have to be ready by 5:30. And then...
Is that something you have to like really dress up for?
It's a formal.
Oh, do you want me to curl your hair? Or did you find someone?
I found someone.
Okay. Well, cause I was
thanks for catching
since,
up with me on that one.
Since I was going to skip class tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Convenient. Convenient. But, were you good at curling hair, though?
Yeah. I have a cool hair curler. It's awesome. It doesn't have the clamp.
So you have a wand.
Yeah. And it's awesome. It curls really well.
I've heard of these things.
They curl really well.
No, I know. I've used one. It's pretty nice. I just don't know how to curl hair. And then... I look forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to get a steak dinner, and then we have a hotel room, and it'll be nice. And
oh, I just throw that in there, and we didn't expect... And we're going to have sex. And yeah. Then we're going to go home, and it's going to be wonderful.
And then he has a 3-day weekend, so he got Friday off, Saturday, and Sunday. So.
Wow.
I look forward to it. I mean, I look forward to it. It's just going to be... I'd get dressed up, and then I'm going to have to sit through boring ceremonial stuff.
And then,
I get to dance.
And then,
I get to dance. And
then
three drink.
Days of in a hotel.
And then I get to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. What hotel are you staying at?
The Hilton.
Oh, that's not bad. The Garden Inn or the one in Junk City?
No, the one here in Manhattan.
Okay, that's a nice hotel.
Yeah.
Been
I
haven't
myself. Been. I have, oh, really? Have you now?
Yes, I have. I'm a very important businessman. I have to attend things.
Yeah, okay. What's the real reason?
I was curious.
Who's your woman?
Stephanie. She's a brunette.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
Well, of course she's a brunette. That's your type.
Well, that and Asians. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is she an Asian?
No.
That would be convenient.
No, but that would be awesome. Brunette Asians are the best Asians. But,
no. So
okay.
That's all.
So, thank you for that beautiful story. It was
You're
wonderful.
Welcome.
It was totally
lame.
Vanilla, but I appreciate it.
I mean, that's pretty much my life. You should know this by now. We've been doing this show how long?
No, I don't. Too long.
Why are these yellow?
I don't even know what you're looking at.
My drawings.
They're probably fading. It's been years. So anyway, yesterday we were doing some research at work at the day job, as I call it. And one of the graphic designers there sent me a website that was really cool.
No way.
And we went and looked at it. It was really cool and blah, blah, blah. And then about 3 hours later, she sent me another website. She's like, this website's even cooler. And I was already at home. And so I opened it up like 10:30 at night when I was going through emails. And turned out...
You lost your pen.
It was one of those websites that wasn't necessarily cool, as in, look at how great it's designed. It's one of those, this is like the worst website ever. type of websites, you know?
I'm intrigued. Yes.
Well, I did some research this morning and realized that this company that made the website made a lot of websites very similar. And I would like to showcase these websites.
Is it Matthew?
Now, you may be saying to yourself, Seth, how can you possibly show websites on a radio show?
Because they're not patented.
Well, friends. Well, no. I mean, because you can't see. It's radio.
Oh, okay.
It's audio only.
So, I get it.
Friends, this is how. This web design company called Artisan Blue, and if you want to give them a call, it's 202-832-BLUE, has a generous pricing plan. Their tier one pricing is only $2,500. You get 6 website sections, 10 photographs, and here's the best part, 1 music file.
Okay.
So when was the last time, Katrina, try to think, that you went to a website where music played in the background?
I feel like it's been since like childhood where you go to like MySpace or Zynga. Yeah,
exactly. So let's say 1999?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so, fine.
Well, I'd go a little bit before because 99... Oh, never mind. I would have been 9. Go ahead.
They have 12 sections of which is in their portfolio of sites they have made. I will now read them to you and you tell me which sites you want to visit first. Okay? And then we will listen to the awesome music on this website.
Okay.
Okay. Religion, flash flyers, sports, fraternity, sorority, organizations, law, health agencies, fitness, construction, travel, and marketing.
Fraternity or sorority?
Fraternity.
Fraternity it is. First of all, can you hear the swish?
It's amazing. No.
It's amazing. Now, fraternity. We have the William Ross Foundation as fraternity number 1, the Alpha Psi Foundation as fraternity number 2, or Jules.
Alpha Psi?
Which one do you want to look at? Alpha Psi?
Only because it's got Psi.
Alpha Psi. Here we go. Alpha Psi Foundation.org. Oh, sadly, this website does no longer exists.
Oh,
Couldn't imagine why they'd be unhappy with it. Let's do Jules. Okay. Let's see how Jules works. Jules, 1906.
Also unavailable.
This one works. It's just taking a very long time to load.
Let's
try one that doesn't take so long. Let's try the William Ross Foundation.
Lame.
Okay. Oh, sorry, guys. It no longer exists either.
Okay. Let's go to construction.
Let's do sorority.
Okay.
Alpha Xi Omega. First one.
Just click it. I don't care.
Okay. We're going to construction. This worked a lot better earlier.
Well, that's because you also have a lot more stuff going on.
Construction. Elio Brothers Services, Inc. Here we go.
Ready.
Loading.
I was going to say, just go to the place you went to before.
I'm in like a cop show.
This is the music currently playing out of my web browser for the eliobrothers.com Elio Brothers Services Inc. website.
I don't feel like I want them to do my construction. It sounds dangerous.
Either. I know.
They're going to, it's like they're walking on a high beam and they're going to fall.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Let's try a different one, shall we? Let's go to
travel.
Travel it is. Now we'll do Tourism Blue.
Okay.
Oh, does not exist. Let's try Travelux Events.
Okay.
This has got to work here. Loading. Here we go.
Are we under the water now?
I thought we were in a spaceship.
Music has got to be coming.
That's it. That's all you got. Oh there we go.
No, that's the navigation. Sorry, there's actually no music on this site.
But
just,
I like their
just annoying noises.
Yeah, no, I feel like we're definitely like in.
Let's try law. Here's Archie Rich.
Oh, Archie Rich.
At therichfirm.com.
Great. Therichfirm.com.
He's a Washington, D.C. medical malpractice lawyer. Oh, his website looks pretty legitimate. He must have decided to not use this company.
No, I would still be on their Facebook page, though, because he's using their domain and then had someone else redo it.
You know, this is letting me down. So many of these websites they have up here aren't actually websites that work anymore.
Well, I mean, that's further proof.
Yeah, that they are horrible.
It's just sad that you can no longer showcase them.
I know, because the music is so great. Okay.
Go to the sites you went to earlier, if you
Okay, I'll try. Here's the first website. Let me show you this website, because this is the one that the graphic designer sent to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, there's a video intro happening right here. I'm going to skip it and go directly to the website.
Are they a rock band?
This is a church. It's called the Evangel Cathedral.
Welcome to Evangel Cathedral's presence on the web.
present.
I'm the senior pastor.
Pastor.
At Evangel Cathedral, our yep. mission is to pioneer, mentor, and model
mentor.
The things of Christ in a spirit of excellence. As you explore
this, you hear
site,
this song in the background?
You'll experience just
could
that.
You, now, this
Take
is a website.
A wide variety of
We're not watching a video.
Get to know
There's nothing.
Elders,
this is just a website.
Who are anxious.
Could you imagine trying to concentrate on, let's say, what I'm saying or what a paragraph about the church is saying with this happening in the background?
No, then I can see things moving on your screen.
It is awful.
I was going to say, I can see a lot of movement.
We invite
you. Oh, goodness gracious.
You should turn it a little bit more for me.
We'll make you feel right at home.
Because I can't see.
Thank you for coming to our website.
Oh, you've got so much. There's so much going on. You've got
information.
The pictures of people scrolling across, and you've got like random words flying at you, and then you have like more scrolling. It's just too much. I hate that everything has so many. There's so many different, like, the icons are each different, and they're each, like,
it's too much.
Oh, my God. And then where it says your Evangel Cathedral, that's moving in a different way. And it's, okay, you gotta move it. I'm getting dizzy. Move it, I'm dizzy. Song's not bad, but that needs to be lower.
Okay.
You do not have as much.
Here's another one. This is RKM Ministries.
This is still okay. Ministries.
Same company, different church.
Yeah. It's the same
Come on,
song.
Make some noise in the house. The Lord deserves glory. Hallelujah. He deserves praise and just lift him up with a hallelujah. Come on, every overcomer, lift your hands. Hallelujah.
Why is it clicking?
That's navigation. Here we go. You ready for this? Prepare yourself, everybody.
He's a wonderful God.
They're breaking it down. It's about to get real, real, everybody.
The devil's a liar.
And a deceiver.
He wants you to believe.
Yeah.
You're defeated.
What'd you think?
That one was better than the other one, but... I mean, I like the music, but if I'm actually looking for something, I don't want the music on.
Could you imagine trying to browse with that happening in the background?
That, no. I bet if you go to any...
How embarrassing
would
that be?
When you click, and then when you go to each, if you navigate through it, I bet the song starts over.
Here's my golf concierge.
This makes me think of Free Willy, and that music did.
Oh, the music isn't long, it's just that. How sad.
Made me think of Free Willy.
Oh, that's Chris's water bottle.
I know.
Yeah.
Here's Sorry. Chris Samuel's personal website.
Personal website.
Oh, man. It is slow to load. We're only at 10%.
Oh.
Goodness. I'm going to leave this one open because I think it's going to be worth it. Don't let me down.
And what was that? Tim Samuels?
Chris Samuels. Where? Get it right.
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't pay attention, clearly. Don't care.
We know.
I just don't care.
Here's a, let's see, how far along are we? Oh, 76%. Okay.
Woo.
Here we
One
go.
One more minute.
80%. 90%. 95%. Here we go, everybody, prepare. Yeah,
gross.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
you do
yeah,
not
yeah.
contribute to this.
Yeah. Okay, I entered his website. Oh, it looks like he's number 60 for the Washington Redskins.
Oh, God.
Oh, that took a strange turn.
This is the Hail to the Redskins song. Hail victory. Praise on the warfare. Fight for all DC. I don't
part.
Know this one. My dad would know.
Welcome to the official website of Chris Samuels, the all-pro offensive tackle of the Washington Redskins. Feel free to log onto the website anytime to get updated information on my appearances, hear my take on Redskins games, and my performance, or obtain one-of-a-kind Chris Samuels merchandise you can't get anywhere else. So get it here at ChrisSamuels60.com.
On the warpath.
Okay, that's enough.
Fight.
How about Get 'em Tight Fitness?
Great.
How about this website? You think this is going to be good?
I'm scared.
This is getmtight.com. And,
is it EM or M?
What are you getting tight?
M. You're getting them tight. getting tight. Getting turnt. Okay, well, that website had been redesigned, too. I love these websites. Like, a word out there to people who are web designers. If your portfolio redirects or goes to a website that has been redesigned since the image you posted, it's probably not a sign that you're doing a good job.
How can you tell?
Because they have a picture of what theirs looked like. And then their website, when I go to it, looks nothing like it.
That makes sense.
So that's how I know. Here's the Washington Convention and Sports Authority. Oh, they've changed their website, too. Let's see here. Law? We looked at law already, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Marketing. Let's try marketing. How about Team New Vision?
Okay.
Just saying, you probably should never hire a company that doesn't know this is a terrible website. Or that doesn't have one. Just like that. Let's try the Entrepreneurial Spirit. I got good domains, entrepreneurialspirit.com. Oh, but the website has been taken down. Such an opportunity squandered. Here's a health agency. Order My Steps Podiatry. Oh, this makes me want to get feet fixed.
Sounds so comforting.
Yep. Oh, that was it. You know, I do love the churches. They have a lot of good background tracks, but I'm telling you, the best one is still this one. I'm not going to lie to you. I might take this music bed and just use it on the show sometimes. Because it's pretty good.
It just has nothing to do with construction.
Here's what the site looks like.
Like, I feel like someone's going to be robbed, or like there's like a movie going on with like a tower. Like,
we described it in the office as Mission Impossible music.
Yeah.
There's a very nice man staring at you, though.
They're going to build you a building in which Mission Impossible is going to take place.
That would be okay with me, actually.
That's what's going to happen. Where is this one located?
The construction company or the web design place?
No, either.
I don't know. The web design place is in Maryland, so I'm assuming most of their clients are also in the Maryland area. Let's find out. About Elio. Its mission is to capitalize upon its business history by continuing to build upon its legacy of outstanding customer service. Let's click into bios. There are no bios. Contact us. Let's do that.
There is no contact information.
1818 New York Avenue Northeast, Suite 116, Washington, D.C., 2002. General questions or comments, info@eliobrothers.com. Or phone 202-526-3714. I really don't want to turn this music off, but we have to go to a break. But, I just simply don't want this to end. I feel like it's finally getting good. Oh, it's starting over.
I have a fun fact.
Okay, what's your fun fact?
Los Angeles has the largest Cinco de Mayo celebration called Fiesta Broadway, with 500,000 people attending this massive street party.
Wow, that was a great fun fact. With this music on in the background, Katrina.
Yes.
Here are the movies that are coming out this summer.
Iron Man 3.
May 3rd, Iron Man 3. Seeing it, yes or no?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I will see it as well. May 10th. Great Gatsby.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll probably see it.
You're going with me, so you're seeing it.
Jay-Z did the music, which is not as good as this, but it has something to do with it. May 17th, Star Trek Into Darkness. Katrina.
I don't know. I haven't seen the first one, so probably not.
We have to watch that sometime.
Yeah. Okay. We've been saying that.
I will also see that. May 24th. You can also tell with the three big tent poles that they had, Iron Man, Great Gatsby, Star Trek, because there's no competition. Then, starting in May 24th, you have two movies. Fast and the Furious 6. Seeing it, Katrina. Me too. Chris?
Probably end up seeing it.
My man Vin Diesel's in it.
I know, right?
I love Vin Diesel.
Me too.
Hangover 3 also comes out May 24th.
This one looks good, but I'll probably wait till like DVD or on demand or something.
I haven't seen the second one.
I haven't either.
And I hated the first one.
Yeah, so then no.
So then no for me.
I'm okay with it. I have an open mind.
May 31st. The new Will Smith movie, After Earth. Katrina.
I've never heard of it, so probably not.
Yes.
I will see it also. Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, here it comes. We were worried there for a second.
I didn't care.
We were worried.
I'm just saying.
Katrina was really worried. Also on May 31st, the movie Now You See Me.
I haven't heard of that one.
That's the one with the guy from The Social Network, and he's a magician who robs banks, and they don't know how he robs it.
Oh, yeah, that looks okay.
I'd probably see it. June 7th, The Internship. That's the one with Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson.
I've never seen anything.
I'm going to go see it because I love Wedding Crashers.
I was going to say, I mean,
if it's anything like Wedding Crashers, I'm all in.
I mean, probably. I just haven't seen previews for it to know what it's about.
Also on June 7th, Much Ado About Nothing.
Yes!
No.
You're seeing it!
No.
What's that
You're
about?
Seeing it!
It's Shakespeare.
And Much it's done by Joss Whedon with everyone I love in this world!
Okay.
Except
She's
me.
Seven. She's...
I'm not in it.
So. I don't care. You're going to see it.
Anyway.
June 14th, Man of Steel. New Superman movie.
No.
I want to see it because I want to know if it's good or not.
No. That makes sense. I'm just not... like.
I hate Superman.
I'm into Marvel. I'm not into Superman.
Yeah, I hate...
Or Spider-Man.
Well, Batman's good.
Batman's good, but not Spider-Man or Batman. And I haven't seen the new Hulk, but I've heard that it's really good. By New Hulk, I just mean the one they
with
redid.
Edward Norton. Yeah, it
the
was
one
okay.
The one they did when the first one flopped.
The only DC movies that they have made is Batman and it's the Superman before. I think Superman Returns is what it was called. It was like 3 or 4 years ago.
One of them was okay. I mean, it wasn't anything great, but it was pretty good.
I just hate Superman because he's invincible. Like, where's the fun in a character who can't ever lose? Like,
well, he can.
No, if you hit him with a green rock. Okay. Like, you just can't fly away from the green rock.
Yeah, and it's a matter of getting that green rock before.
Yeah. You have to sneak up on him with his supersonic hearing and his x-ray vision. You just, somehow you sneak up, ooh, rock. It's not a good premise, so we'll have to see what they do with it. But if they could do it okay, I guess that's okay. Because DC Comics is, if this Superman succeeds, apparently they're going to do like the Avengers did, where they're going to have like a Batman and a Superman.
Gross, gross.
But they also have Wonder Woman and Aquaman.
No.
And like
Gag.
The Flash.
Gag.
The Green Lantern.
The Green Lantern movie was
awful.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Green Hornet.
That's not the same thing.
But that one was great.
Also on June 14th, my favorite movie, This Is the End.
Oh, I want to see that.
Remember, I showed you the trailer with the one where all the actors play themselves and it's the
Hermione
end of the world.
Hermione just came in and stole all our stuff.
Oh, yes, I want to see that.
And then also, speaking of Hermione, the movie The Bling Ring comes out.
Oh, I want to see that.
Which
maybe?
Is where Hermione is very naughty and wears undies.
Hermione?
Yes. I don't know her name.
Emma Watts?
Yeah.
Emma Watts.
It's her, her name's
I
Hermione.
I didn't say Watson, I said Watts.
Yeah, her name is Emma Watson.
Oh, okay, well, I was close.
Her name is Emma Impasse. Get it right.
I just felt like Katrina called her Mrs. Potts or something. I don't know.
Her name's Hermione, and that's what I have to say about that. Hold on.
You didn't mention 42.
Hold on. Uh-oh. Got to refresh page. Hold on. Can't talk until it's up.
At least you know it plays at least 5 times for a quiz.
You think we're the only people in the history of ever to sit on this site long enough the music stopped playing? Yeah, I think so, too.
Yes, they're probably going to get a notification. You've had one viewer in the list.
Yeah, it's like, wow, someone spent a minute on the site. That's amazing.
But didn't navigate anywhere.
Well, they can't track. It's all Flash. Okay. Everything's the same page.
Touche.
Anyway, and that's because I'm only tracking May through June, or May through July. 42 came out in April. That's not a summer movie.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Never mind.
This is only summer movies. June 21st, World War Z, the zombie movie with Brad Pitt.
Yes.
I'm going to see it. Monsters University.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, for me. The Heat, which is a Sandra Bullock, Melissa McCarthy cop movie.
Probably.
Yes.
That's probably an on-demand.
Yeah. Yeah.
White House Down, which is Channing Tatum being a BAMF.
Channing Tatum. Done.
I like Channing Tatum, too. Okay, me and you... need to go watch all, like, the hunky men beat people, because apparently that's what we're both into. And only it's normal for you, and less so for me.
Well, I mean, that's what's funny, is, like, in all my relationships, I've never really gone to chick flick movies. It's always, like, the beat-em-up.
I like chick flicks, too, especially if Channing Tatum's
in them.
Remember that one night I got drunk and I watched The Vow or whatever it was?
I haven't seen that yet.
Well, come over when I'm drunk. That's what I watch.
Tell me when you're drinking, or tell me when you're going to do shit like
every
that.
Every day.
Tell me when you're going to do something. Like, I'm going to rent this movie. Come over.
July 5th, The Lone Ranger.
I think so.
It's got Johnny Depp in it.
Then yes.
I'm going to skip it.
Yes, yes.
Despicable Me 2.
Yes.
No. July 12th, Pacific Rim.
I don't know.
I don't know how to describe it. It's a movie about this giant robot that kind of destroys Earth.
Maybe. Probably.
Yeah, maybe on demand.
Grown Ups 2.
No.
No.
No. July 19th, Red 2.
No, probably
not. I didn't see Red 1.
And July 26th, The Wolverine.
Yes.
I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about them redoing it and the fact that, like, it's essentially the same, but they're just gonna re- like, what was it? You were the one that said they're just gonna change the ending or something?
No, it was like the last one. The last one they had like Ryan Reynolds in it and Will I Am and all those people. Remember that one? It's just like you're not supposed to think about that one. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. Which sucks, because that was a good movie. Like, I liked that movie.
Well, the problem with that movie is that they killed everybody.
So?
So, like all the people that they killed are, like, people's favorite characters.
Oh. Who cares?
Well, because they can't be in sequels. Like, the whole point is, like, the characters you love are supposed to continue to show up, and if you kill them all, that's retarded.
But then where are they going to show up in? If it's the Wolverine, like, are they going to be in the Marvel? Like, that's not a Marvel thing, or is it going to do more X-Men?
So here's the really weird thing. I believe it's Sony that owns X-Men and Spider-Man. I said Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I heard Spider-Man. And Disney, which owns Marvel now, owns Iron Man, the Hulk, all the Avengers, basically. Right. So, hold on. So, in the actual Avengers, like the comic books and like the TV shows and the movies and all those, like the kids' movies and things like the cartoon versions, the X-Men and Spider-Man are part of the Avengers every once in a while. But because those characters are owned by two separate studios, the rights say you can't use our characters in your movies and vice versa. So that's why Spider-Man, even though he's an original member of the Avengers, will never be in the Avengers because he's owned by Sony and not by Disney. Same goes for the X-Men. So the hope is that the contracts, because they made all these contracts before Disney bought Marvel, and all these contracts will run out, and then Disney will say, okay, scratch everything you've ever seen with X-Men and Spider-Man. We're going to make them like we made all the Avengers movies, which are universally loved. You're not going to talk to anyone out there who doesn't like the Avengers movies, but you'll talk to lots of people who don't like X-Men or that don't like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And so they're just going to redo them and then integrate them into the Avengers. So that's when it becomes a big deal that, like, the X-Men characters will get killed off or, you know, something like that, because they're supposed to be in the Avengers.
I see.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what it is. Yep.
Yep.
So, cool.
Yeah.
That last one of the movies?
That's all the summer movies. I mean, that's a lot of good movies.
If we're going to go see a movie, what, every weekend thereabouts?
Basically. I mean, yeah, no kidding. Here's the ones I want to see in theaters. Iron Man 3.
Yes.
Star Trek.
Yes.
Much Ado About Nothing. We're going to see it in theaters.
Man of Steel, This Is the End, The Bling Ring.
You want to see Man of Steel?
I have three movies on that one week.
Oh, you've got five. Oh.
World War Z, Monsters University.
Those are the ones.
Fast Six. Sorry, I missed that one. Those are the ones I want to see in theaters. All the other ones I'd want to see on demand. You tell me which ones you'd want to see in theaters.
In theaters, I know for sure. Obviously, Iron Man. Great Gatsby. I was at the wrong part of the microphone. Great Gatsby, because I already have plans with my roommates. Fast Furious 6. I don't know about those. Man of Steel, I think. This Is the End for sure. Monsters University. Lone Ranger, Despicable Me 2. And maybe Pacific Rim. I don't know about the internship or Much to Do About Nothing, because I...
Okay, give those to Chris. Let her say which one she wants to see in theaters.
All of them.
Iron Man, Great Gatsby, Star Trek, Much Ado About Nothing, This Is the End, Bling Ring, World War Z, Monsters University. That's probably it.
What was Bling Ring?
It's like a true story about a group of privileged people, like dumb girls, that go and steal from like people, really rich celebrities.
Basically, they want to be famous, so they look up on star maps where like Paris Hilton lives, and they go to her house, and they realize that no one's supervising them, so they just steal a bunch of stuff, and then they just do it over and over and over again.
And it's a real like
it's based on a true story. Yeah. But more importantly, it's Sofia Coppola, which I know none of you know, but like she did last week was Lost in Translation, which just is a freaking incredible movie. And then she did like some more movies, like I think she did Virgin Suicides and like a whole bunch of other good ones.
Cool.
So yeah, but anyway, we should take a break.
Okay.
Come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, goodness.
And when we come back, we're going to close up the show. Talk about... We didn't talk at all about people wanting to go to Mars. You know, there's a lot of stuff we didn't get to. I'll go over what we didn't get to. Isn't that a new feature that I said we'd have as things we didn't get to in this week? Okay. So, at first I gotta unplug this. Sorry, sadly. Maybe I can turn it up loud enough on here. Yeah, we can still pick it up. Because I had to unplug it from my iPad to play the computer.
Yeah.
But the iPad's needed to go to break.
Okay.
So, we will be right back.
This is life.
You should check that last one. It's small, I promise. It's a picture.
Why are you pouty lipping at me?
Because I didn't get the video.
Oh, got it. Anyway, welcome back to Life.
Life!
The show where we spend the entirety of the break Snapchatting each other. And by each other, I mean just me and Katrina.
Being lame.
Because we no longer talk or text. All we do is Snapchat. Yes.
And they no longer include me.
Well, you don't Snapchat us either.
Yeah, you don't Snapchat me.
Sometimes I do.
No.
She has never Snapchat him today.
She's never Snapchatted me.
Yeah, I've never Snapchatted you. I was going to Snapchat him today, a picture of the needle.
I'm going to Snapchat you today something I can't talk about.
Hot. Sounds good.
I sent you, I did the butt that one time and it took you forever to figure it out.
What are you talking about? I sent back my butt the second I got it. I was like in Dick's
What's
Sporting
really funny,
Goods.
What was the most hilarious part about that was like, okay, it was a picture. It was my knee.
Oh.
Which is what I used.
Mine was my arm.
And I showed Malia, and Malia was like, oh my God, I want to do that. So then she did her arm.
Yeah, and then I sent a picture of mine and had hair
like,
all over
and it. And like, look how hairy mine is.
And then I think Malia sent back like, ew, that's nasty or something.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, okay.
Whatever. Anyway, welcome back to Life. This is our final segment. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is where we do the house cleaning and talk about everything that we didn't get to today.
What did we not get to today, Seth?
Here's what we did not get to. The hot topic about Jason Collins, we did not get to at all.
No one cares.
Well,
I don't care.
Lots of people care. And you just don't know what it is.
I don't have a clue.
Yep. Yeah. So instead of telling you, we'll just move on.
That's fine.
We also didn't get to what rock stars and famous like musicians having their writers, so you know, like, a writer, like, you go to a venue, you're in your writer, you have what's available in, like, your green room.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, Beyonce always wants juicy baked chicken, heavily seasoned with garlic, sea salt, black pepper, and Cheyenne pepper, and Beyonce can only have Pepsi products. I have a whole bunch of those.
Pepper.
Cayenne pepper? Yeah.
I think you said Cheyenne.
Whatever.
Said, that's why.
Wyoming pepper. Bite my bird.
Can we save that for next week? Because I'm really curious about that.
Nope, it's gone. We also didn't talk about all the people who signed up to be on Mars. Apparently, people can sign up. 20,000 of them already signed up to apply for a permanent trip to the Red Planet.
A permanent trip?
Yep, can't go back. It's one way. So, didn't talk about
what
that.
What didn't do? Like, they're killing themselves?
Oh, can't talk about it. We didn't get to it this week. Sorry. We also didn't talk about the top 10 earning majors for starting graduates.
Neither of those are me or Katrina.
So, like, for example,
I'm a graduate.
The number one is a petroleum engineering degree, $93,000.
None of the top
for your
10 earning ones yours or mine.
And we also didn't get to that. So that's what we didn't get to this week.
Thanks for rubbing that in my nose.
Yep, that's what we get. So anyway, join us next week. We will not be live, but we'll have a new episode for you. The video is always available on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/duotube, DEWOH.com, or what? It was like that. Just search YouTube for Duo and all of our videos come up, and then you can see our channel. We have Rena and Leela, we have Life, we have Seth and Colby, we have Men of Wit, a whole smorgasbord!
A smorgasbord!
Of things to view and watch!
Charlotte's Web, anyone?
So check that out.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord? Smorgasbord?
Thank you.
Yes.
I could get the tune, I'm just like, la la.
Anyway. So check that out. We won't be live next week, but just in case, Wednesday, 6 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live, DEWOH.com/live. Of course, go to our Facebook, go to our Twitter, facebook.com/duo, twitter.com/duo. Follow us and like us. If you feel like it, leave a review on iTunes. If you subscribe to us there, leave a review. It helps us out. Also, you can email us the first show of every month. We read your emails. Yeah, I said it like a Chinese man again because I did it earlier. Read your emails.
Your one earlier was better.
I know. I told you I could only do it because I didn't try the first time.
I know.
Anyway, life at duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift to D-E-W-H, period, C-O-M. We have some new shirts for May in the Duo Shop, duo.com/ship. And the most important thing you can do, ladies and gentlemen, is tell your gosh darn friends about this shit.
Because it hips. It's a lit. This is not Asian. This is more retard.
What?
I like how you kind of even started the show like that, too. Like,
hey, dear.
Hello.
Hello. Anyway.
Hello.
Let's get out of here.
Okay, let's roll.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next week. Brand new episode. And,
Yeah. Check you out next week.
Check you out next week. All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Live from
Wrong button.
This is Life.